'cause I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Thanks everybody for staying tuned, and I welcome you back to the show with my guest Gloria Hochstein. And
can I add something to
sure.
for Dawn, the caller who we just had?
Yes.
To answer her question about how rural women find support, I should mention, I was remiss in not mentioning this before. There is a website, ruralwomen'sinitiative.org, ruralwomen'sinitiative.org, which was established in 1996, and it was developed in response to the lack of support that rural and farm women often don't have, the support they don't have in regards to self-nourishment, self-esteem, mental health resources, the ability to seek out and attend events that they would be unattainable because they aren't around them or due to financial and time constraints. So this is the Rural Women's Initiative.org is a Wisconsin initiative to help Wisconsin women, and it's gone beyond that, but especially it's homegrown in Wisconsin.
Very cool. Yeah, thanks for bringing that to our attention, Gloria. There, of course, has been a major change in the dynamics of rural Wisconsin over even just over our lifetime, Gloria. One of the things that I note, a major shift in the area I grew up in, which is central Wisconsin, there was two sections of land that, which would be two, a section is 640 acres. So that 1,280 acres in a big rectangle right across the road from our farm has lost all of the farmers that lived around that are gone. And we are across the road, and we're the only one left still farming from the era when I grew up as a child. So the 13 or 14 farms that were around that 1,280 acres are gone. So when Dawn brings up the issue of support for women or men or anybody living in the rural area, in some areas, it's simply the fact that the neighborhood is gone. There is no neighborhood. When I was growing up, we're very much a part of a neighborhood. That neighborhood has evaporated. I don't know what's happened where you grew up, Gloria.
A lot of the same. Yes, there's a lot of consolidation of farms. Generally, where I grew up, it's still, though there are fewer farms, there aren't any of the big factory farms. There aren't many of the big factory farms. And so we still have a farming community. But even then, the reality is it has always been, well, small farms or family farms, I should say. Family farms have not been able to survive unless many of the farms have at least one adult working an additional full-time job off the farm. In fact, Farmers Union magazine reported that half of all farm families have at least one adult working an additional full-time job, often primarily so they can get health insurance. And that's a biggie. But in terms of small-scale farmers, small-scale operators, half of their income is from non-farm work.
Yeah.
They won't make it unless they can.
Yeah. Those are examples of how national policy intersects with our rural communities. Health insurance is an example. The price of commodities, farms mm-hmm. that our home farm was 102 acres. It's grown since then. But the original farm was 102 acres, and my grandfather did very well on that 102 acres. My father did relatively well and survived his whole life on 102 acres and rented some 35 acres across the road. But today, that 135 acres would be nowhere near enough to support a farm operation of a normal diversified farm. So
right.
we've changed the whole, and that's because of what the trivia question was about, that the 14.3 cents that is the amount that the farmer actually gets of every dollar that they market. Go ahead, Gloria.
No, I'm good. I'm listening.
So that's a dynamic that's the community is changing. The economics
yes.
is a driving force behind a lot of that change of the community. Farmers used to share equipment. They used to have more time. One of the factors is simply time. When you're working on the farm and you're working off the farm, everybody is working. I need to bring a few things to everybody's attention. The first thing is that we have a trivia question for our listeners. The trivia question this week is, Wisconsin ranks first in the production of what fruit crop? Wisconsin ranks first in the production of what fruit crop? So you can email me your answer to nptim, T-I-M-M, 571 at gmail.com. That's nptim, T-I-M-M, 571 at gmail.com. So I look for your answers, and we'll announce the results next week. Next week's show, we will be having as my guest Matt Rothschild, and we'll be talking about authoritarian influence in Wisconsin politics and the influence of money in our politics. I want to thank you, Gloria, for being my guest tonight.
My pleasure.
We had a lot of fun, and I wish you a good week, and Gloria, and I wish all my listeners a good weekend. Enjoy the great Wisconsin outdoors. Enjoy all those farm markets and the farm stands. There's some great produce out there right now. And we'll see you next week on Nate Tim's Lay of the Land. Thank you.